News. I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill, no negotiations taking place, at least publicly, over ending the government shutdown, though there's word some quiet talks are going on behind the scenes. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports the IRS will furlough nearly half its workforce.
The IRS says that most of its operations are currently closed. The IRS initially planned to stay open using funds from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. But now, only about half of the IRS's 75,000 employees will remain working. Last week, President Donald Trump said around 750 federal workers nationwide were expected to be furloughed, with some potentially fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to criminal charges that he lied to Congress 5 years ago. Alana Durkin-Richer was in the federal courtroom in Virginia for us.
He sat quietly throughout the brief hearing, blanked between his lawyers while the defense and the prosecutors worked out logistics, including setting a trial date for January 5th. Comey didn't really speak during the hearing other than to thank the judge when the judge informed him of the charges against him and of his legal rights.
President Trump says Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson should be in jail for failing to protect U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. The city and state have filed a lawsuit to stop Trump from deploying National Guard troops in Chicago for an immigration and crime crackdown. In Egypt, all sides are expressing optimism for a deal that would end the war in Gaza. At the White House, President Trump.
Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East, and they're going to need me pretty quickly.
Hamas says it's seeking firm guarantees from mediators that Israel won't resume its military campaign in Gaza after the militant group releases all the remaining hostages. This is AP News. Have you heard about LeBron James's latest decision, as in the decision? He has already made it, but Gethin Coolbaugh explains what it was about this time.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
LeBron James has announced a new collaboration with Hennessy in a playful nod to his famous 2010 decision to join the Miami Heat. The Lakers star teased an announcement for Tuesday. However, Hennessy revealed the news early, unveiling a limited edition orange bottle featuring James' signature gesture. Social media buzzed with guesses, including retirement speculation. James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, turns 41 in December.
Don't know when the end is, but I know it's a lot sooner than later.
In a video, James humorously echoed his original announcement by saying he's, quote, taking his talents to Hennessy VSOP. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.